Good evening, Brishus Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, and all the Rosh Yeshiva, and Brishus, all my dear friends, the Mishtatrim of the Arche Kala, and Brishus, the Rebbetzin Shlita. We're standing here in a tremendous, tremendous state of joy. Ashrei Misha Balakan. These words are plastered everywhere we've been throughout the Arche Kala and all the paraphernalia and everything that we are, all the chavrot, Ashrei mi shebalakan. And for this tremendous opportunity to be able to come to Eretz Yisrael, to you back home, to the yeshiva, with Mishpachas Mir, I'd like to express my hakaras hatov on behalf of myself and on behalf of everybody, to the people here that have made this extremely, extremely surreal experience. And although this isn't my first year, I don't know how you guys do it, but the bar is raised from year to year. It is incredible. Thank you. I can mention Chanoch. I can mention Uri. There's so many people to mention, Herschel and Yoina and everybody from the office. And really, we're very, very appreciative. Adrian and Mordechai. Really, everybody, thank you so much for this great opportunity. Usher Rosenbaum. So, Ashrei Misha Balakan has a tremendous significance from two sides. It's the one side, it's the fortunate are those who came here seems to be referring only to the participants who are coming here. But the truth of the matter is that not only are we, the participants, the ones who are the beneficiaries of the yeshiva's largesse and the yeshiva's kindness throughout this week, but we can make this a far, far more reaching impact by bringing the experiences, by bringing the growth of this time right back home to where we are, to our families and to our communities. And we can then expose and we can transmit the good fortune of the Ashrei mi shebalakan back to everywhere we go. This is not just an opportunity, though. This is not just an opportunity that we have to share with other people the beauty of the Mir Yeshiva, the beauty of the Torah's HaYeshiva, the beauty of our good fortune of being here in Yerushalayim and in Eretz Yisrael, especially in this very crucial time. But we can even look in the parsha and we can see a very strong message that we learn from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says words that are very, very unique, very extraordinary, and very, very empowering. And he says, "Masai eser gam anoichi lebeisi." When will I too be able to do for my home? This is a time when Yaakov Avinu was ready now to go together. Till now, just the Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka, were then serving as the Royim. And now Yaakov Avinu is saying, I am now going to join them. I believe the Lashon of Rashi is, L'samchan, I'm going to now support my sons and also do on behalf of the Bayis. Till now, it was just the Shvatim Alein. And now I too am going to involve myself with this work and to get things moving. You know, we were privileged to learn the sugyas in the morning of the sugya of Ger Katan, and one of the things that was very, very striking to me was the Me'iri, the words of the Me'iri, where he explains that the koyach, there's a relationship, there's a father-son relationship where the father has some kind of a koyach that was given to him by the Torah, by the Eibishter, gave him a koyach that he can do things on behalf of his children. He can do something and he can be zoichem by half of his children. And that's like the other Rishonim were saying. Some of them were explaining it in similar terms. And I was thinking that as we learned this sugya. And as in today's Aliyah, actually, we have this pasuk of Masayesa Gamanoichi Lebesi. It made me think that the Hanholas HaYeshiva, the Hanholas HaYeshiva of the Mir, they're known, like the Rashiva Zatzal used to call it, the Mishpachas Mir. It's not just a cute word. It's not just a cute term. It's not just even a cute fundraising trick. What it is 100% Misora of Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai Misora LeYeshua. It's the Vishinantim Levanecha Elo HaTalmidim. And the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita and all the Rebbeim really are focused exclusively in transmitting this in an oifen of Leben, an oifen of Emes Misora. And by doing so, they have provided for us to be able to come here for this week and to experience tremendous hasmada on a level that's just like we never left yeshiva. Okay, we didn't have Ricolas back then, but we had that extra, the extra siyata d'shmaya to be able to come in this tekufa. And by them enabling us to come, they're now joining with us. So everybody here, we're privileged to be here all together. Everybody is a Ben Torah. Everybody is learning back wherever you come from, whether it's Los Angeles, whether it's Muncie, whether it's Lakewood, whether it's, come on, Baltimore, Chicago, Cleveland, Brooklyn, the Valley, wherever it is, everybody's coming here. Everybody's coming here. And they're already B'nai Torah, everybody has Shiurim, everybody has Chavrusas Baruch Hashem. But there's another word for it. When you come back here, when we all come back here, and we're receiving a booster shot of the father-son transmission, the father-son, Vishinantam Levanecha Dika kind of Torah, then it's a whole different, then it's L'samchan, then we're supported, then we're stronger. Those are the empowering words of Yaakov Avinu, Masai es agam anoichi lebeisi, that we can learn from. How? How can we learn from it? How can we be empowered by it? How can we actualize this? If we go ahead now and take this back to our communities, back to our homes, and we're walking B'nai Torah, like the Rashiva Zatzal, I remember once said, there are many titles in the world. Many titles. There's secular titles. There's doctor. There's esquire. There's many different titles. In Ruchnis, there's Harav. There's Rav Agoin. There's Rebbe. There's a lot of beautiful titles. But Rav Shiva Zatzal said, in my opinion, the most choshev a title that one can have is the title of Ben Torah. Rabbi Sai, if we now have this extra boost, and sure, we're going to take it home, and we're gonna learn, like the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal would say, a 30-minute half hour, a 60-minute half hour. Sure, we ourselves can grow and make our learning stronger and better, and we can make our tefillah stronger and better. But there's something else we can do also, and that's to worry about somebody else, to think about the other people in the community that maybe didn't have the privilege of coming to the Yarchei Kala. But nevertheless, we can now transmit to them some of what we received over here, whether it's by giving shiurim in our communities, whether it's by learning with other people, younger people, older people, whether spending more time in learning with our families, with our children, and giving this over. That is something that perhaps is Masai Ese Gam Anoichi Lebeisi. I want to thank you all for hearing me, and I want to thank the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita so much for everything here that he has done to be able to benefit all the participants. And it's not just now, it's throughout the year. And this achrayus that we have with the Torah Hamir, the Torah of the Yeshiva HaKadosha, the Torah of all the Rosh Yeshiva and all the Rebbeim and the Mashgiach Shlita, this is something that stands for us and our families forever. And we have to remember our achrayus to the yeshiva, whether to help it on a whether we can help it on a gashmius way, and our achrayus to our communities and our family and to ourselves, to remember who we are, who we're shayach to, where we come from, and most importantly, to remember how we are privileged to be Yungalite from the Mir Yeshiva. Thank you very much.